Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte.
But I do have news that I was saving till we hit recording.
Oh my god.
Because it's important. Okay. I started reading Dune again.
Oh my god. It's like so many things in my mind. I was like, what is she going to say?
No, it's just Dune related.
Okay, started? Like...
I've actively been reading.
You've made progress.
I have 30 pages left in book two.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like, it's just all of a sudden it was just started moving. And wow. I was like, fantastic. And
we are 1 month away.
Yeah, that's what happened. And the only reason that I started reading was because I got jury duty. And...
Do you have to go?
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I did have a panic attack in the courthouse, or on my way to the courthouse, because I did get called for jury duty. When I got the little, like, summons, everyone's like, oh, you never get called in, it's fine. And I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. Everything's chill. I made it through Monday, I made it through Tuesday, Wednesday, I got the call that I was like, you have to come in. So I was like, fuck. So I had to go in. And
so you just, like, tell your job, you're like, I'm going for jury duty.
Yeah, they have to, like, just, like, let you go. And so I was like, great. I was like, I really don't have time for this. So I had to, like, cancel all my meetings. It was not great. But, like, it's like the DMV, where you're just like, how is our government systems just truly awful? Just all of it was terrible. But it was even worse because of COVID. Well, one, I couldn't find parking. So then I was having a panic attack. But then...
You can't start the trial. Megan can't find parking.
Exactly. No, but I didn't fully get called because, like, then, so you get called in and then they make you sit. And because it was COVID, they made us sit outside in, like, 95 degree weather for hours.
That's awful.
It was terrible. And they had us, like, all lined up around, like, a courtyard, like, waiting outside. And people were just, like, moving out of chairs so they weren't in direct sunlight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really not great.
No.
But essentially, I started reading Dune at that point. Because I was like, there is no better.
You?
Yeah, I was like, there's no better environment for forcing myself to read Dune than being trapped waiting to see if I get put on a jury. Yeah. So I started reading Dune then because I had to wait for like hours to try to figure out. But anyways, it was very stressful because I got like called in and you have to get questioned by like the judge and like all those people, and they didn't finish, so I had to go back the next day, and I was super scared that I was gonna get put on this like trial and it was gonna last like 7 days because apparently that's
my
how long
my dream is to get called for jury duty on like a 3 month long case and just be like, sayonara co-workers.
Like, I legally have to.
Legally, there's nothing you can do to keep me from sitting in this room
See,
all day.
On my end, I was just so deeply stressed. I was like, I can't afford this work-wise, professionally, selfishly. I was like, though the trial was supposed to end by the time that I had this, but, like, I'm going to Disneyland this week. Like, I took a day off. I can't. I can't miss this. I have reservations at the park.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I'm going to Disneyland.
I did not say that because I was like, that's not going to get me out of it. Excuse me, Your Honor. I need to go build a lightsaber at Disneyland.
I dated a guy whose dream that was.
You do know that that's... I am truly debating at this point if I'm going to do it.
Okay, like you should. Why would you debate?
I think I may. That was the guy that you watched Star Wars for, right?
I had already seen all of Star Wars for the record, but I did rewatch it.
You did rewatch
it. And
I remember
dark...
you texted me and you're like, did you know R2-D2 could fly? What is he doing?
It's like in none of, it's only in one of them. He like flies randomly in one of them. It's like, has he been doing like,
it's the prequels. They throw a wrench into
it. You think he would have done that earlier?
Yeah, your favorite's Phantom Menace, right?
Okay, maybe, but I also like The Last Jedi.
Okay.
But I don't think it's good. I just think it's visually interesting. Also, come on, Adam Driver.
Okay. I was like, by visually, you mean Adam Driver.
I did mean the red planet that they, like, walk on. Yes. And it turns red. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where, like, Luke, like, projects himself?
Yes, it is.
That was stupid, but visually stunning. Anyway, fucking Rey can eat shit. She annoyed me.
Jesus, I liked her. I liked her in the first one.
I was like, she's a worse Leia.
We got Luke to the name eventually.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Oh, no.
Anyway.
But anyways, the point is, jury duty, I might make a light. Do you know what, actually? The point is, I might make a lightsaber.
Okay, is that like a coveted thing?
In my mind, yes. But also that I'm like, the logistics of carrying around a very expensive glass lightsaber for the day. What am I supposed to do with it? I think. It's like, people put it up on their walls.
You should? Okay, yeah. I was like, don't get it if you're just going to put it up on your wall. But then I was like, what else to what am do I, with most
what am
things?
I going
to
do with it?
That's what most people do with most things. It's just like, put them up to look at. Anyway.
But anyways. But the, yeah, so.
But you didn't get called for jury duty.
I got excused eventually.
You got excused because
yes.
They were like, she's not.
My number, I think, was probably like too low. Like, or too high. Like, they were just like, they didn't get
they
to.
They filled the jury already?
Yes.
Oh, and you were like, thank God. So
yeah, but it was
days.
A truly one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my entire life. I was deeply
I would have
scared.
Literally said anything to get out of the jury. I would have been like, I am a perfect woman. I went to Harvard Business School. Like, I don't even, I would have just been like, I'm smart and also exactly what you want.
Yeah, like, please pick me. But anyways, I didn't get picked. But I did start reading Dune.
Yes, which is
and
good.
Then, so after 2 days of sitting in that courtyard reading Dune, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep going, and I have.
Wow. And are you liking it at all?
It all of a sudden, you are right, when we meet Chani. Is that her name?
Yeah.
It got really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, intriguing. Like, I'm interested on what's happening.
He's
it was a little rough at the beginning. he is, and he's named after a jumping desert mouse.
Oh. Muad'Dib?
Yeah. They were like, oh, yes, that is the desert mouse. He is wise. He jumps. And I was like, what?
But he, like, asked for it. He was like, oh, I want to be called the mouse thing. And then they said it. And he was like, that's what I'm hearing in my dreams.
Yeah. I think that's the reason why I'm liking it now, is I feel like it's finally gotten, like, more normal. Like, I can understand it, is essentially what I'm saying. It's like, finally, I don't feel like I'm reading a foreign language.
Because for a lot of the beginning is, like, political, and it's like they're getting a planet, but these people are still on the planet, and the Harkonnens and them are like fighting.
Yeah, there's
like,
a lot of names, there's a lot of weird languages, and now it's fucking
and
Paul
now it's, okay,
is
we're
killing
in the
people. Yeah, like we're fighting people in the desert now, and I'm like, I'm on board.
We're finding caves. We're having fun. Yes.
Yeah. So okay, I'm intrigued. Maybe I'll have finished it by next
you
week.
You will.
Who knows?
Oh, by next week. I was like, you'll finish it by October 22nd.
Oh, for sure. It's happening now.
For sure.
It was really one of my proudest moments in a while. I was like, I've done it. I've committed to a lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
And also, I was like, probably everyone in jury duty is looking at me being like, wow, she's reading Dune.
Were they reading or were they just like on their phone?
I think I was actually the only person with a book. Which is a great moment.
It's like, I went to college for this.
Yeah. No, most people were on their phones and also looking miserable. The fact that we were sitting outside in 95 degree weather waiting.
Here's the secret about me. I love inefficiency. I love it so much. I hate things that are convenient. I hate things that are quick and easy. I'm like, let's do this the long way. Anyway.
So you're like pro long DMV lines. You're
not,
like, incredible.
I'm not like, wow, this is like in effect. Like, it's like a broken system, but I'm like, yeah, if this is like a way to do it that's being done correctly and it just takes a little longer, I will totally wait in line.
Okay.
But never for food at the dining hall because it was never good.
You refuse to wait in any line ever. You're like, three people are in front of me. I cannot afford that time.
You're kind of right about that. Where do I stand on whether I'm patient or not? I'll get back to you. I don't know the answer, although I do get upset when people I know like get groceries delivered. I'm like, put on your shoes and go to the store.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than when something gets delivered to you and you didn't have to put a bra on or makeup on to, like, leave the house to get something.
But then you are just becoming a blob person.
Yeah, I'm fine Wally. With that.
The Wally blob people.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else interesting that's happened.
What's your roommate, Sitch?
Oh, she rescheduled her trip to come in October.
Okay.
Because I was like, duh. Oh, like, you can't. She was like, coming in September.
To sign a lease like, for like November, December.
Yeah. And I was like, that doesn't work. Okay. I was like, come later. So she's coming later.
Okay.
Again, still seems normal.
But like somebody you want to be friends with or just sort of like, she's around.
I don't know. I haven't met her in person.
Okay, fair.
I meet her in person, I can like get a sense from. Because I'm like, would it be ideal to have a roommate that I'm friends with?
Yeah.
Yes. Would be ideal. But is it 100% necessary?
No.
So, I'm going to just kind of see how it goes.
Yeah, you sort of have to get to a point where you're like, this is not ideal, but it is the situation. Like, this is just what happened to me, you know? There's no, like...
Yeah, we'll see.
Better, but is that even possible? Okay.
But yeah, I'm like, maybe this is great because I need new friends. And this could expand my friend group.
New friends? I mean,
no, not that I don't like my current friends.
You're just like, I would love to expand.
It's like, you know how you're just like, every once in a while you're like, I feel like I'm not meeting new people anymore, you know?
Yes.
And I feel like I'm in that loop at the moment.
Yes.
And I'm like, I need to expand. Which is comfy, but then sometimes you're like, I hang out with the same people and text the same people every week and every day.
Yes.
And I was like, I need some variety. But who knows?
We'll see. I get that. I'm sort of like, it's crazy when somebody I know is like, I'm having a party. I'm like, oh my God, there might be people there I've never met. And I might be able to meet them. And like,
I would like to be invited to more parties, actually.
Mm-hmm, me too.
It's not happening. I have one friend who's willing to host parties. Because that's the thing, is you have to have someone who's willing to host a party.
Yes, exactly.
And
who has like a good collection of friends. And will invite people that you know and don't know.
And she did that one time. And it was super fun. Mm-hmm. But then she was like, I'm never doing this again. She's like, my apartment's trashed. Like, I just can't. And I was like, valid.
Valid. Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that I know in my party future that will happen will be a Halloween party. Because that the same friend who throws parties is committed to Halloween parties.
Okay, that's
so
good.
I'm like, okay.
So
I can look forward to that in a month. Incredible.
Truly, I'm just trying to look forward to things. It's very tough.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a much better headspace because I'm taking 2 days off. So this week.
Nice.
Taking Thursday and Friday off.
Oh. Look at you. So tomorrow's your Friday.
4-day weekend. Yes. Oh, I'm excited.
This is my last week that I have to work 5 days a week.
Ever.
And then next week I'm 4 days. But yeah, I was in Jersey all weekend because I switched out my desk in my bedroom. I'm at my new desk, which is tiny because my room is tiny. But it's like a better fit for the room. And also, what work do I really have to do other than this? Nothing.
How was Jersey?
Jersey was good. Saw my dog, saw my parents, got some ice cream, watched Treasure Planet with my mom.
Oh, you watched this with your mom?
Yeah, she was like, I've never seen this. I was like, how have you never seen this? Because I've seen this like 7 times.
Oh my God. Well, we can just transition to talking about Treasure Planet then. Did your mom have any hot takes before we start?
I don't think so. I think she was sort of like, classic, like, children's movie that they're, like, redeeming the... What's the cook's name? Silver?
Yeah.
They're, like, redeeming him even though he's, like, a piece of shit. And I'm like, he has rights. He's, like, still acts like a father figure. He still makes the right choices when it counts. Like, he's a pirate, but that doesn't mean he's a bad person.
No. Mom. A pirate with a name, Long John Silver.
Yeah. My mom was, like, half with him. My mom was like, have you ever read Treasure Island? And I was like, no. And she was like, you'd like it. And that was it.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. It's like, again, I knew that this was based on... of Treasure Island, but at the same time I didn't fully comprehend that it was based off of Treasure Island. I think when I saw the credits at the end this time, I was like, I get it. This is what's happening.
I just don't know enough about the Treasure Island story. Like, I know that there's like
I don't either.
Maybe an inn. I read like the first chapter maybe.
Maybe this will be my new Dune.
Yeah.
Now that I finished Dune, is doing like Treasure Island.
Treasure Island. I'm reading Madame Bovary right now, though. Really recommend it. Really great classic.
Okay. Okay.
It's about a
There's
sad
There's a lot of classics
woman.
That I feel like I need to go back and read.
Yeah, but will we?
I don't know.
It's really up in the air.
I have to first get through Dune. Let's start small. Let's not get ahead. Mm. Yeah. But okay, so that's cute. You watched this with your mom.
Yes.
And she liked it.
I think so. I mean, it's very engaging. It's very adventure. It's very fun. It's a little bit like Star Wars meets pirates, which is fun. Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of Star Wars.
I love this movie, and I confirmed it. It's fucking incredible for like 800 different reasons. But yeah, it's like, it's insane that they do Pirates of, this is before Pirates of the Caribbean and before National Treasure. I checked. But it's like National Treasure mixed with Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's not like National Treasure. Other than that there's treasure, there's
treasure,
there's no
and
clues,
they find a.
There's
no clues. There are clues. They have an interesting device. They're not sure exactly what happens with it, and they have to put it, and they're like, oh, it's actually a doorway.
You have to click the
secret.
Own planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say...
And there's booby traps.
This was a, like...
There's a double cross. It's National Treasure.
There's a double cross. This movie is well animated, whatever. It's visually interesting. The animation of the actual treasure, stupid. Looks like
okay.
A little, like... Donald Duck, not Donald Duck. Yeah, like diving into gold.
Yes, yeah, like the Scrooge.
The Scrooge
Donald Duck.
Interesting treasure. They could have taken it a level further.
Yeah, it is kind of bizarre because this is from a time when they were trying to do like CGI mixed with like hand-drawn animation, and there's some just weird choices in it. Like very bizarre, jarring moments where you're like, oh, like this door is suddenly CGI. Like this, like one lock is a CGI rendering.
I don't know
and
if
it
I
doesn't always land.
I don't know if I picked up on that a lot, but yes, it had its weird.
But then again, it had some of the most beautiful hand drawn galaxies, mm-hmm. which I am a true sucker for.
A galaxy,
like if you can draw just a pretty galaxy, yeah, I'm like into it.
I'm into the galaxy. Okay.
Just
Fair.
Like, yeah, really, really liked that. Also, you know how this also starts like National Treasure? Is because it starts with someone reading a book.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And like a flashback
yes.
type thing.
And like believing in the truth or whatever, yes.
Yes.
I thought that was lame. I thought the start of it was lame. With like the mom
and
the
son. I'm into it.
I mean, my mom thought it was cute, I think. Because he like, the mom leaves and he immediately is under his covers like reading it again. I also love that the
Incredible.
Book is like talking to him.
It's like a Harry Potter like esque book, like moving pictures, yes. but cooler.
Because they're in the future, maybe, or just in space.
Yeah, it's like the future, but in
I
the past.
That
that's what I like about
called
it.
Spacers, because they're not sailors. Oh, my mom was like, "Why does Emma Thompson need to be wearing thigh high boots? Like, why is the cat captain wearing thigh high boots right now?"
Because this movie. Is hot. This movie just trying
also,
to be hot.
At the end when he comes, what does he become at the end? Like a sailor? A spacer?
He's like...
Or is he in the military? My mom was like, is he a
he's
cop?
He's like in like... yeah, I think he's like an official sailor spacer person. Like he's like...
A prince.
As if he joined the Navy. If he joined the Space Navy.
That's embarrassing for
is
him.
How I saw it. Oh. And he does get rid of his
My
little
mom and I were both
ponytail.
Like, show us the side profiles. Does he have the ponytail? Because you know
it's not. They never
the
show us a side. You're right. They never show us a side profile, so it's not confirmed, but I think
yes.
it's heavily implied
they
cut that little rat
they
tail.
They give it
off.
Almost full side profile, so you're basically like, it would be crazy if it were still there. Anyway.
Yeah.
I liked the rat tail.
No, but. Okay. Jim Hawkins. Was a full animated crush for me.
Upon a rewatch, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's voice does not do it for me. I'm like, 500 Days of Summer,
no.
a simp, ew.
It doesn't. It isn't. But what's crazy, this is like a very early thing for him. I think he's like 21 when he did this.
I expected younger, honestly. I expected him to be like fully a teenager.
Okay, maybe I'm making up 21. I think it was somewhere around that. He was young, but I guess, oh, you thought like full teen.
I thought
teen,
he was like the age of the kid, yeah. I thought they got a child voice actor.
How old is he supposed to be?
Yeah, like
how old 15? Is Jim? I feel like he's older.
But he's still going to juvie, so he can't be that old.
But are the rules of space juvie the same?
I feel like if anything, the rules of space juvie are like harder. Like you'd go to jail at like 16. Those robot cops were not fucking around.
They weren't. They
also,
were not.
That's like crazy. The implications of a robot cop force. Anyway, now I was like losing my mind over that a little bit. I was like, what if they malfunction? What if they decide that the laws are bad and they don't care? I don't know. What if they become sentient?
Okay. Like, aren't they are sentient?
No, in the movie they seem it. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Also, okay, like, obviously the best part of this movie is Ben. The robot that he finds at the end.
Oh,
he's like, okay, no talking, no touching. I can do that.
All right, interesting. I think Ben is like the Jar Jar Binks of this movie.
Okay, fair. I like Jar Jar Binks.
He doesn't do it for me. Oh, no!
Is that toxic?
It is toxic. No, I think when Ben shows up, it slows down a little bit.
You're right.
And then it picks back up.
He's comic relief.
I'm kind of... He is. Like, it's Martin Short. You got to get him in there.
You know, driving the plot to some extent. Like, he has the memory pack. Which is, like, I love that the memory pack reveals that there's a booby trap as the booby trap is already going off. It's like...
Totally useless.
What did you get us?
Totally useless.
Like, well, now I've remembered that there's a... And then everything is exploding. And it's like, oh, we all get it.
Yeah. And also, bad treasure hunters. Of course there was a booby trap. You didn't look at the lasers?
Long John Silver.
Insane.
Embarrassing. I did like the way he was animated. Sort of like schlepping around. He's got his fake arm, his fake leg. He's great.
It's great. All of it is great. The way that everything moves. Everyone is wearing very baggy clothes in this.
Yeah.
With the exception of Emma Thompson's cat, which is just...
which is just for sex. Just we need a little sex in the
movie. It's just pure sex. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, do you think as an animator, when you're working on a character like that, and some like you're designing, they're like, you know what can make this this make cat, slim, this space cat hotter? Yeah, like... huge ass, like very like
boots up to
the,
her
the mom from Incredibles type yes. like body and just knee it's not even knee high thigh high but it's more like hip it's high it's like all the way full up leg. Full leg
why is she like injured for like as many scenes as it takes for them to like have a cute romance and then she's immediately fine? It's very bizarre.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, what happened to her? Because like, I think it's like, from when the ship
yes, like,
it's like
sort of
gets
like
blown up.
And it's sort of like her arm in a sling. And then she's like sort of deteriorating in a way that you're like, is she going to die?
Die?
And then all of a sudden
but then
she's
fine later.
And like out of the sling. And you're like, wow.
I think that she just needed to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So the little doctor, professor man can
Dr.
be
professor
like, I'm gonna slide in on this.
He was very all over the place. I thought he was erratic. He was at times very quiet and reserved. And then other times he was very like... like when he was yelling like I don't have an MD, I have a doctorate, they're useless. And I was like, we understand that this is comedic, but you're doing too much, you're Dilbert or whatever. Dilbert,
yes. But again, fucking love this movie. Also, like, how did you not think that Jim was that hot on the rewatch?
Was it just
because of his voice?
Because
he's your ideal man. He essentially skateboards.
Let me tell you, when I realized that this movie, like, the adventure is solved because he is truly skateboarding, I was like,
because here's what I went back
it's
and forth. I'm like, is this more surfing or is this more
skateboarding?
Because I was like, I don't... Interesting, because I land on... It's maybe more surfing because, like, the air is more like the water type thing. But again, I could be persuaded, but it has a very skateboard, longboard vibe.
I just lean skateboard because of his vibe, because of the anarchy about it.
Truly, and I literally, some of my notes were like, oh, this is, Charlotte's gonna be like, this is hot, because a man saves the day because he's just fucking sick at skateboarding.
Maybe there was something simpy that I was not drawn to about, like, his looking for a father figure, and that really turned me off.
Yeah, but also that haircut and a single earring.
To have an undercut and an earring at 15, I was like, you are so ahead of the game, my dude.
He really is ahead of the game. the baggy clothes, like the brooding, yeah. the fact that he's the like
brooding. Just the being like, I hope that I can do well for my mom, but I also have a yeah. rebel's spirit, blah blah. But then he joins the Navy, so fucking boring. He's supposed to yeah. like chart his own path. I like that at the end when Long John Silver's like, come with me, and he's like, nah, I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm like, well, you're gonna go see your mom because you're 15.
Yeah, gonna, like, that's why I'm like, but is he actually older?
I think so.
Not sure. Also, I'm still
like,
not convinced.
Where are you going in this boat, Long John? So, like, it's not a big enough boat to, like, I guess he's just going off to, like, assume a new identity or whatever.
Yeah. Because he's fucking rad. Like, what a great villain, but not.
I know. He was really a complex so good. Character. And then he has the opportunity to truly... shoot Jim, and he doesn't do it.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he gives him morph, which is... one of the best just
side characters of all time.
Characters, and also just like the fact that he can become, we all knew he was going to become the orb because like
oh,
the second
yes,
he
but you're like
it, you're like, okay, he's going to become this.
He just loves a little bit of
yes,
mischief.
He loves mischief. I love that he can like make himself into many. There's that scene where he's like trying to hit him into the grate and he's like dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yep.
Cute. Love it.
So obsessed. Cute. Love him. And that he wants to, when he gives morph to him in the end, I was like,
beautiful.
And then
he pulls like a few like coins out of his pocket and is like, tell your mom to build a new inn. And I was like, yeah, because you did destroy it. Because it was.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did yeah, burn it down. For some reason, I also had like a memory that she got killed during that scene, but I was wrong. That was would have been too
been
dark.
Too
they just have that sea turtle man die at the beginning. He's like, watch out for the cyborg, or don't trust the cyborg.
Yes.
Or
and even that was like sort of done in shadow almost, which I liked. Which
yeah.
means spooky, but mm-hmm. not like scary. And then they have
yeah.
the spider guy die. Well, they have the spider guy kill the rock dude.
Which I will say, one of the most imaginative scenes ever, mm-hmm. the fact of going overboard, like in reverse, mm-hmm. because you're in space. Iconic.
True.
Absolutely iconic. The supernova black hole, like, as waves. The genius. Respect.
Genius, yes. I liked that. I thought the spider dude was super creepy. And anytime
so
he was around,
creepy.
I got, like, scared. I was like, this is bad news for all of us.
Yeah. And also, like,
he was the real
the
villain.
Devastation. Yeah, he really was. And the devastation of Jem when he thinks that
yes!
he's the one that killed
oh,
the
that
rock
was
man.
So hard for me. When
he's like, but
no,
I checked.
But of course, nobody blames him. Like, the captain's not going to blame him, but it's also like.
Oh, I thought everyone on that ship was like, you fucked
well,
this
everybody
up.
On
this
the
man
ship,
is dead because of you.
Everybody on the ship who wasn't the captain or Delbert knew that the Spider-Man killed him.
Okay, but did
yes,
they?
That was part of the plan, was that they were trying to, like, get.
I didn't think it was part of the plan to kill him. I thought it was like the spider dude is like going off on his own.
I think they were
like,
I think at some point they were like, oh, we only got like three of them left. Like, we can do blah, blah, blah. And he, Long John Silver was like, no.
Yeah.
We need to keep them intact.
Yeah, when they're hiding in the potato or not potato
like
bin, like the fruit bucket.
Yes.
Plums, who knows?
He's like reaching in to get a plum and he hands him a plum. I was like, every movie ever has had something like that.
Also, but like, if someone,
there's no
I always question those, because
yes.
if someone, like, all of a sudden you're like, I don't feel anything,
you
I don't
look.
Feel anything, and all of a sudden just a slow plum appears near your hand, you're like, who the fuck is in there?
Yeah.
Also, the largest bucket of all time, because this whole 15 to maybe older man fits in there.
Like, it's like, I'm really pushing for him to be 23.
I feel like he's older.
This, my friend's coworker, who I think is very cool, etc., and I've started to try to, like, dress and act like her. She's 23. Literally, why is my role model younger than me? Like, this is embarrassing. Also,
I don't
got
know.
My teeth cleaned today in the suburbs, and the girl, it's so weird to get your teeth cleaned when, like, the teeth cleaner is your age. So she was like, so, do you live in Madison? And I was like, no. Do you live in Madison?
Do you want to hear a worse
oh,
thing?
Oh, do you know her personally?
Okay, so the dentist that I've gone to, I know their daughter and, like, grew up with her. And I know his son, too. So, like, the brother and sister I know. And I went in one day because I go to the same dentist still because I'm like, I haven't found a new one to go to because I'm like, I can't emotionally because I don't trust other people. But no, she is now a dental hygienist. Mm-hmm. So someone I like knew my entire life, like through high school, like they're like, oh, do you want her to clean your teeth next time? And I was like, I can't. No. And then what was even worse was that one day, like, you know, when the dentist comes in to check your teeth and stuff at the end, it was the son. He has taken over. And I was like,
he's a dentist?
Brian? Like, he's a dentist now. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I was like, no, no, no.
No, no, no. He was like, let me check.
And I was like, don't tap my teeth. You can't do this.
Yeah. He was like,
something about someone you know, like, just in your mouth.
A nightmare. No. Even this woman, I felt like so much more awkward just because I feel like I was a kid. So if I had a young dental hygienist, it was fine. But also, I feel like I spent a lot of time having like older ones. Like in their 40s.
Oh, everyone that I used to have was, yeah, like just a very nice older woman cleaning your teeth. And that's really all that I want.
They're all like 25. And I'm like, wait, so am I. And then I like feel bad. I'm like, I'm sorry that you're literally my peer and you have to like put your hands in my mouth. And this is so gross.
Yeah.
And I feel bad.
It's really upsetting.
But he was like, I hadn't gone in 2 years because of COVID and my own laziness. And
yeah,
he was like, yeah, like your teeth are still like really good, like decently good for like how long it's been. And I was like, don't tell me that, sir, because I skip brushing my teeth 3 times a week at least. So like,
no,
don't tell me that.
You don't brush your teeth?
Yeah, like at least 2 times a week I will be just like, I'm tired, I'm not gonna do it. It's never in the morning, obviously, but it's at night. I'll be like,
okay, wait, are you one of those, I've had this debate, I think actually this debate may have been with you, where you're like, it's more important to brush your teeth in the morning than at night. I vehemently disagree with that statement.
I get it because your teeth are definitely dirtier at night, but I wake up with the grossest breath. And if I had to go anywhere and talk to anyone, like, that would be offensive.
I would, if I had to only choose one for the rest of my life, 100% brush my teeth at night. And I remember I had this conversation with you.
It'd be in the morning.
And like, it was either for you. I think it was like Ninu and people in our suite. I don't even know. And everyone was like, no, only brush your teeth in the morning. Like, that's more important. And I was like, I've never.
It's just like you wake up and you're like, I cannot talk to people or like show.
But at the end of the day and your teeth are all, I couldn't do it.
Like, I have had people explain to me like how gross their mouths feel. And I'm like, nothing feels better than not brushing your teeth because you're tired and just like laying in your bed and not getting up.
No matter how drunk I get, I will stop and brush my
teeth. I'm not even drunk. I'll just be like in my bed just like, or I'll be like, oh, I'm going to snack. Like, right now, I have cheese that's in my bed. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch a movie and snack. And then it's like, well, I just want to, like, close the box of Cheez-Its and close the laptop and close my eyes. Like, I don't want to have to brush my teeth in that equation.
Well.
So I just don't.
I can't. If I wake up in the morning knowing that I didn't brush my teeth last night, I feel, like, disgusting.
Yeah. I would much rather shower only in the morning for the rest of my life than at night.
Shower at night.
I know.
Though but that's simply because I'm too lazy to blow dry my hair in the morning. So I have to do it at night.
My hair dries so fast, she has to spray it with water while she cuts it because it dries while she's cutting it.
Interesting. I look like a wet dog till the day I die. I'm like, oh, it's been 7 hours. My hair is still wet. I don't know what's happening.
My hair dries real fast. But I shower at the horrible time of 4 p.m. now because I'd get home from work and I'm gross and I'm like, well, I can't get in my, which is a good habit that I've gotten into, where I can't get in my bed until I've showered.
That's good. It's healthy.
I feel like I've been in places before in my life where I'm like, anything goes in this bed, and now I'm like, Charlotte, what else about Treasure Planet?
Oh, Treasure Planet has the best song
in it.
The I'm Still Here song with the flashback of like when his dad leaves and everything. Oh, yeah. That is an absolute banger.
Long John Silver was going to sing, like, because they're like doing chores together, right? And it's like the learning montage.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like,
it's a learning and flashback montage.
Is he going to sing right now? Is he literally going to? But he didn't. Thank God.
No, it's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Just fucking bringing it, it's kind of like the Tarzan soundtrack where you're like, oh, this song goes way too hard for the movie it's in. But it's incredible. I have listened to it since watching this movie on Spotify like 100 times. Just like, I'm like, just keep playing
it. Okay, maybe I'll do that after this. I like that.
It like gets you pumped. Oh. It's like the perfect level of like the angst. Hamilton soundtrack. Like,
gets you pumped.
Exactly. I forget about this song every couple years until I rewatch this movie. And I'm like, fucking incredible. Mm. It's so good. It's so, so good.
I did not have the same reaction, but I was like, this is good. I just love sea tales. I've always loved a sea tale. I love Melville.
I do.
I
love when people are dressed in old-timey clothes.
I just like
that's what I like.
Clothes. Pirate clothes and chef's clothes are so
actually, pirate clothes, like, specifically pirates.
Yes, like, I loved his, like, green and red striped pants that he wore all the time. Silver.
Yeah, everything is kind of baggy yet flattering. Yes,
very, like, sexy, not caring, which is my vibe. I love a sexy, not
and, like, something about anytime someone sits out, what's that part of the ship that has, like, the pointy point like the in the front?
Something? No.
It's not the back. I don't know. The stern?
I think the stern is the back.
I have no idea. What you mean. I truly have no idea. But the little pointy stick part at the front.
The Titanic anytime, part, if you will. Or were they in the back?
The Titanic part, no, at the front. Who knows? Anytime there's a character sitting out on one of those, I'm like, incredible. Cinematic, beautiful.
That's art.
What I want.
Especially if there's stars. Like that. A galaxy drawn around. Is art.
A galaxy with a man sitting. Like when he's just angsty, like sitting on there, looking out in the galaxy. I'm like,
this is it for me. Incredible. This is really doing it.
This
for me.
Is. Yes. That's it. That's really what I want.
That's it. Angsty man under the stars. Like, I love when they're having thoughts. I love having thoughts on a ship. Like, a really contemplative sea moment. I do think I do get seasick, which is unfortunate. I've never really tested. Yeah. Sort of the same thing as, like, allergic to cats for a while. I was like, am I? No, but am I?
It's, I went through, like, a phase of being like, oh, I get seasick. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten violently seasick on some boat and water excursions.
Oh, that's great.
But I would like to try again.
You're like, I think those were not indicative of who I really am as a person.
Yeah, honestly, again, mainly it's because I want a treasure adventure, and those usually require boats.
I feel like modern treasures
and I'm fine for
may
that.
Not involve boats, but for the act of like feeling like you're on an adventure, you do need to be on a boat.
I do need to be on a boat.
It is the way the world works.
And you can't be an adventurer without being able to, like, be on a boat.
That's important. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, that's, like, their job, like, the crew. And then I was like, also, they have to live there. Like, that's so crazy that so many people were just like, my job is that I'm a sailor, but then you just have to live on a boat.
Yeah. But they actually aren't. They're pirates? Mercenaries. Well, yeah,
but if they were a normal crew...
That have somehow tricked the sexy cat Lady Emma Thompson to be like, we are actually all legit, when so clearly they are all evil. Like, they are just, like, in the, like, below deck being like, so when are we gonna mutiny? And everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. And no one is the wiser. There's literally, you're right, like, three people on the boat that are not in on the plan. And they're like, we have to wait to mutiny. And you're like, you could mutiny immediately. No, be like, hey.
One of them is a child and one of them is a doctor. I guess there's the big brick man who they kill.
And they do. They do kill him immediately. So they did do a good job.
Immediately. Yes. I love that she's immediately like, this crew you picked is not great. And I'm like, okay. Because I forgot the plot of this. But I was like, okay, they're bad dudes. They're all bad. They're all in cahoots and they're all bad dudes.
Yeah. I love like, you have the intro scene of him, like, cutting vegetables and making a soup. And you're like, of course that's bad guy vibes.
And also, 100%. Then he asks him the questions and you think there's going to be a moment of him, like, clattering of plates when he's, like, telling him about Billy Bones or whatever. And he's, like, keeps his cool and is like, there's so many other cyborgs. And I'm like, he is so clearly evil.
Yeah, you're like, I see this.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah.
But, like, again, he loves him like a son. It's beautiful.
It really is. That was, like, a really touching relationship. Is that they, like, yeah, legitimately get really close, was. And they're both sort of, like, tenuous about it. They're both, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, are we feeling cool about this? But then they're, like, yeah. But then I yeah.
Also, Long John Silver is funny because he's like, yes, I was obsessed with this. Like, that. I am, I've like, lost
it's a
my mind.
Obsession. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
What? But also, like, it kind of did make me sad, like, they didn't get any of the treasure. Like, it's fine because they stayed together and, like,
I was, but it's like, I was hoping.
You want them to get, like, at least a little bit and maybe, like, you know, Jim. And of course, the end where he's like, I have a little bit. It's for your inn. Like, that's really nice.
Yeah. Like, I.
Maybe that was the perk.
Okay. My ideal
treasure
conclusion would be that they had gotten away on that boat, like, him mm-hmm. and Jim. Like, they had, like, fought a little bit, and, like, Jim had gone back for him and, like, took mm-hmm. him on the boat, but they had all the treasure. Or, like, they think it all falls off and they find a yes. bunch later. And, like, that's what I really, like, yes. wanted. But I do love the dramatic when he's, like, pulling the ship and he's like, I have yes. to let go to save yes. to save my pseudo son.
Like, oh, gone soft or something like that. Yeah.
And he's like, I have.
But he's like, it's fine. There are a lot of classic action movie moments of, like, slipping down a wall. Like, come on.
And then when he's like building his skateboard, surfboard addicted. Situation. And he's like, what do you need? And I was like, oh, what
I
a dynamic
that too,
duo.
Jim is, like, just good at building shit. Very, like, Anakin vibes.
Yeah. And I will say, the fucking, like, magical portal door thing around the universe,
cool.
universe
and
incredible.
Cool that they use it.
Just fucking
and they're like, we're not going to make it out
sick.
In time. And he's like, my friends, we have a portal.
We have a magic portal.
Okay, here's my question, which I asked immediately
okay.
to my mom. So they take a portal home, and the mom is
yes.
just waiting at the port? Like, how did she know what day they were going to come in? I assume they came back half as early as they thought they were going to come back. But she's like, he gets off the boat and, like, runs and hugs her. I'm like, what was she doing in the port city?
Do you think the mom was just, like, chilling
I
there?
I don't know.
They don't live,
they
on, the
don't
moon
live
planet,
on the moon
planet, right? Which, again, also sick planet. Crescent moon, actually a city, a bustling
Come
port.
On.
Incredible.
Come on. That was
good. God.
Yeah. But
so
I was like,
good.
How did she happen to be here? Like, did they text her? Coming
is that how
now,
this works?
Did they just sort of, like, hang out on the ship until it was an appropriate time so they didn't have to be like, so we took a portal back?
Or are they live close to the moon planet and they saw a giant explosion portal thing open and they were like, we gotta go check that shit out?
I don't get it.
Also, other question, how did no one realize Captain Flit's, like, secret? Because, like, that portal's huge.
Yeah.
Like, people would have
I don't know,
seen
maybe
this.
It, like, has its own cloaking device or something.
Maybe. That's an other question. Is the portal device now destroyed because they didn't take it with them?
I think it was on the planet.
Okay.
It was inherent in the planet. So when the planet was destroyed, when they got greedy and wanted the treasure.
Got it.
Yes,
so, like, it was like, that's where the door was, and they would go in,
yes.
take treasure, come back, close portal.
I mean, there was no way for them to know that when they entered the treasure space, it was going to set off the booby trap. But had they known that, do you think they would have been like, this portal is perhaps more valuable than all of the treasure on this planet?
It really is. It really
I
is.
I would trade that for any amount of money.
Also, truly love that the dude, Captain Flint? I don't remember. Flint is like, I would rather kill everyone and destroy this treasure than
yes.
anyone take it
respect.
Out of my cold alien body.
Absolute respect. Okay.
And I do love the two little guys, like the villains who are like trying to like, they're falling into just the middle of a planet and they're like, but I have to grab this one really heavy chest.
I just like the two bad guys that look like one bad guy, but it's one on top of another.
Again, incredible character design.
I know.
The other thing is, why are there humans? There's all these insane characters and there's like three
Dilbert
humans.
A dog? Like, eats out of dog bowls, but like with a spoon. It's very weird.
I guess he is
also,
a dog.
Like, crazy that he's like eating at the inn or whatever, and then the inn gets destroyed, and he's like, come live with me at my mansion. No worries.
Yeah.
He's comedian. Also?
I thought he was trying to get with a mom.
No. I thought they were just friends.
I had vibes that he was like trying to get with a mom. But then he gets
sexy
cat lady
instead. And four babies very fast.
So fast. But I'm like, does have Shrek vibes. But yeah.
Watch.
Also, he's also hot in his uniform. Jim at the end. Yeah. Jim is hot all the way through.
I'll give it to Jim.
I had a crush on him as a child.
He's got a rebel streak. I love an Anakin type. Anakin was always my favorite in Star Wars, obviously. Every iteration.
The answer should be Han Solo, but like I know you've said that you don't think Han Solo is hot.
Ever. I liked.
Which is the most insane thing in the world.
I liked
child
Anakin because he was really cute. I loved the pod race. And then I like when he's a teen, obviously Hayden Christensen. And then
Hayden Christensen is hot,
fuck with
but
Darth
like.
Darth Vader, he's fucking sick. Like, I got. Spoiler alert. Darth Vader's Anakin.
Wait. But you think Darth Vader is like hot?
Well,
or like Anakin?
The vibe of him is
hot.
I'm not like looking at a robot.
Okay.
Like.
So you're not like when he takes off his mask and he's like all gross and like a boiled potato. You're like, that is hot.
Yeah, but I just like that he's like become a villain and he's very like. Mm-hmm. I like that he can't breathe.
Again, you like a man that's
like
sick.
A villain.
You do like
someone
a villain,
just
but that's why Jim works because he has like
he's a little bit of a rebel.
He's a bad boy.
If only he had the opportunity to win a pod race, then I'd really be on his side.
Okay, but that like opening scene of him like
very
going
cool.
around, that's pod
exactly.
pod race exactly. vibes 100%.
But I really do need a competition. Have you seen Ready Player One?
Yes, I have, and you're obsessed with Ready Player One for some reason. You said that was the best Spielberg movie of all time, which is insane.
I really like that movie. I also like that Mark Rylance is like the dude. I just love a race. I just love a race.
You are right. I think the one way to improve Treasure Planet is if there was a race.
A race would be good.
Like some... Some like
galactic, like come on,
rival that like he had to race for something to like prove mm-hmm. that he was worthy to like be on the crew or something.
And then you have good music. There's always good music in a race.
There is.
Oh my god, Spy Kids 3. Another masterpiece.
Wait, is that our next movie?
Have we done any of the Spy Kids? No.
I don't think we've done any of the Spy Kids.
I like 2 the best, but I think 3 just has a lot of mm-hmm. potential.
Okay, I'm down to rewatch them.
Right? We could do them all, but I don't want to rewatch them all.